Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Chal Daf Yud Aleph, and we're starting about the third line with the words Ma'ase Chayav and Alechem Shalom Yishum Chadash. And the Vilna source of Daf, it's about halfway through Vav Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor really Lunishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. To include yesterday's Gemara, explain the Machlekes in the Mishnah between the Chacham and Reb Lazar regarding grain that had grown less than a third. According to the Chachamim, it's Pater from Meiser, but Chayav and Chala. Whereas according to Reb Lazar, it's Pater from both. As now the Gemara asks, and she says Reb Lazar, Ma'ase Chayav and Alechem Shalom Yishum Chadash, is one Chayav on its bread because of Chadash? Namely, if a person takes grain that grew less than a third and he turned it into bread, would there be an Isra of Chadash over there? Is he not allowed to use grain that's considered Chadash? And this is specifically a question Reb Lazar, who holds that such grain can't be turned into matzah. If one has matzah like this, he's not Yosei Zechiv on Pesach, and he's also not Chayav in Challah, so maybe there's no Isra of Chadash. So our Yudan, answer is, Ksiv, the Pasuk in regards to Isra of Chadash tells us, V'lechem v'kali v'charmel loy saichlu. What do we learn from here? Esher Chayav v'alkali shalayim yishum Chadash, Chayav v'alechem shalayim yishum Chadash. If there's an Isra of Chadash in regards to kali, toasting this grain, so one is chayav in regards to the bread, and as she ain chayav on al kali shalom mishum chadash, ain chayav on alachem shalom mishum chadash. If there's no isra of chadash in regards to toasting this grain, one's not chayav for its bread. Now, in regards to grain that has not yet grown a third, there still is an isra of chadash in regards to toasting those grains, and so therefore its bread as well is going to have an isra of chadash, even though it doesn't have a chayav challah and it can't be used as matzah. Now, from the Arabs, the Arab goes back to explain why is it that grain that has grown less than a third is pater from meiser. Ksiv, the pasuk tells us aser to aser is called tvua zarecha, and what do we learn from the word zar? This is referring to something that if it's replanted, it can grow again. This excludes grain that grew less than a third. If it's replanted in the ground, it's not going to grow, and therefore it's not chayv in meiser. I will continue pshita al rabbanon. It's obvious according to the rabbanon, with grain that grew less than a third, it's not dragged along in regard to meisres. Namely, if you have grain that grew less than a third mixed into grain that grew more than a third, we're not going to say that the one is chayv in meiser is going to drag along this one, is going to be gyrer it to be chayv in meiser as well. We have this din regarding challah, but not regarding meisres. Now, Rechiv Bar Yosef Shal, he asked the following question, al datid Reb Lazar, according to Reb Lazar, ma'u shehe nigra al inyan challah ki isas ha'oyrez? What about this grain that grew less than a third? Should it be nigra? Should it be dragged along in regards to challah, just like rice in a dough? We learned earlier that if we have some rice flour mixed into a dough made up of wheat or barley flour, it gets nigra, or dragged along, to be chayv in challah as well. And the question she asked Reb Lazar is, what about this grain that grew less than a third? Let's say it was mixed into regular dough. Would we say that it's chayav and chala or not? And another question, now going back to Shitas Rabbanon, Shmuel Bar Abba asked the following, Ezu chadash v'yashan shabachala. How do we apply the din of chadash and yashan in chala according to the Chachamim? We know that one can't take truma from chadash on yashan, and the cutoff is a shlish. If it grew a shlish last year, it's called yashan. If not, it's called chadash. But what about chala? Which Rabbanon are mechayiv pachas mishlish in chala? How do they explain the isser of no taking chala from a yashan dough for a chadash one? Both chadash and yashan are chayav and chala. So when would we ever say that Chadash and Yashan can't be mixed together? And the answer is going to come out from the following. First, the Gemara is going to describe a few differences between Tevuah and Challah, and through that we're going to have our answer. Our first case is as follows. Shtei Sadois, two fields, Achas Avi Yishlish v'Achas Pachas Mishlish. One, the grain already grew a third, and one, the grain has not yet grown a third. L'Challah Achas u'L'Maisa Shtayim. In regards to Challah, in Shitas Rabbanon, obviously, they have the same exact din, because both of them are Chayv and Challah, so they could all be mixed together, and they'd be Chayv and Challah, no problem. But in regards to Maisa, they have two different dinim. The first field is considered this year's, and the second field is considered last year's, because again, the grain in the first year has already grown a third, and the grain in the second year has not yet grown a third. And so that's why they're considered like two separate years. On to Yud Aleph Amud Beis, with exact opposite case, Achas Pachas Mishlish v'Achas Asavim. Let's say one field, the grain grew less than a third, and the other field, it's still considered grass. It hasn't even yet reached the stage of grain that's just not yet grown a third. So over here we say that L'chala Shtayim u'L'maiser Achas. In regards to Din of Chala, this is considered like two separate things. This is Chadash and Yashan, but in regards to Maestros, it's one. Regarding Challah, it's considered like two separate things, because grain that grew less than a third, according to the Chachamim, is Chayv and Challah, but grain that's still considered in its grasses stage, it's called Asavim, it's not even Chayv and Challah. So this is what we consider Chadash and Yashan, according to the Chachamim, but regarding Maestros, it's all the same, because since even the more developed stuff hasn't yet grown a third, it's the same exact stage as Asavim, which is Pata from Maeser. Now we have another case, which is the two extremes, Achas of Yishlish v'Achas Asavim. Let's say one field has stuff that already grew a third, and the other field that's still considered in its grasses stage. Bein l'chala, bein l'maisres, shtayim. Both in regards to chala and maisres, this is considered like two separate things, because the grain growing in one field is completely chayiv in maiser and chala, and the grain growing in the other field is completely putter from chala and maiser, and therefore they're considered like two separate things. Now we continue discussing this, bein tayimahu, what about the middle case? And we'll see in a minute what this is referring to. First, we're going to see what the halacha is. Rabbi Yehuda says, b'shem Rishim ben Lakish, bein tayim kiberi shayna. The bein tayim case has the same din as the first one, namely that it's putter from maiser, but chayiv in chala. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, b'shem Rishim ben lakesh ben tayim ke bachroina. It's like the last case that it's chayv and meiser and pater from chala. So now we ask, ezu ben tayim, what's this ben tayim case that we're referring to? And the answer is ha'isa isa min atevel, one who makes dough out of tevel, produce that didn't yet have its trumas and meiser separated. And what's it then? Chala chayvus betruma utruma chayvus bechala. The chala that he separates from his dough is still chayv to have truma separated, because remember it's tevel, and the truma that's separated from his dough is still chayv to have chala separated. Now there's a chiddush in both of these situations, because we had explained in our Mishnah that meduma is pater from chala, because since meduma has truma in it, that means it's already considered truma, and chala is considered truma, therefore we don't have to take chala off of it. But over here, we're still saying that the chala is chayv in truma. And there's a chiddush as well in the truma that's chayv in chala. We know that the proper order of separating trumas and maestris is truma, maestr rishon, the maestr sheni, so on and so forth. And the earlier things are not chayv in the later things. For example, maestr rishon, once it's given to the Levi, doesn't have to have maestr sheni separated from it, because it's higher up on the totem pole, if you will. And therefore, truma should technically not be chayv in chala. But here we're saying that the truma that has to be separated from his dough is chayv in chala. Now we're going to explain both of these chidushim, where they come from. Minayin shechal chayvus betruma. How do we know the chala that's separated from his dough is still chayv in truma? So Rav Yitzchak says b'shem Rav Shmuel or Marta, who says b'shem Rav, the pasuk tells us chala tarimu truma. And what do we learn from here? May chala tarimu truma. From chala, you have to separate truma. And that's referring to this situation. Now minayin shechal chayvus bechala. How do we also know the other way around, that the truma that's separated from his dough also has to have chala separated from it? And the answer is, when kushay pasuk nahin karya, based off this question that we don't really have a solid pasuk for, we're going to answer it based off of this very same pasuk. Again, the pasuk we just quoted was chala tarimu truma. And let's read the beginning of the pasuk, reishis harisay sechem chala tarimu truma. And for the answer, we're going to have to read the pasuk backwards. Me'aisa shekasav ba reishis tarimu chala. From that which is called reishis, namely truma, we're going to separate chala from it. And the reason why we're saying that we're reading it backwards is because the pasuk tells us chala tarimu truma. But reading the other way around, truma tarimu chala, that from truma, we're still going to have to separate chala. Again, talking about the situation where dough was made out of tevel, so the chala has to have truma separated from it, and the truma has to have chala separated from it. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.